Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is a Tuesday afternoon, May the 26th. I'm Scoot. Really glad you're with us. I hope you had a great Memorial Day holiday weekend. And for those of you who worked over the weekend, we thank you for the job that you did. Beaches and Gulf Shores, beaches along the Florida and Mississippi and Alabama Gulf Coast beaches were packed. There was this big swimming pool recreational area in Lake of the Ozarks, Missouri, and that was absolutely packed. And I saw places in the French Quarter that were very crowded, more people out, and very, very few masks. I felt like I was kind of an alien wearing a mask. But nobody made fun of me or anything like that, which was cool. So we respect each other's decisions to either wear or not wear a mask. A lot of people in the quarter, not social distancing. So, you know, where is this going to go? Where is this going to lead? Is this going to lead us to a spike in the numbers? That's our WWL Blue Rubber Gumbo Poll question. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. We'll give you an update on that in just a few minutes. Also, we talked about this Fox News poll showing that the people who were surveyed, 37% said Trump would do a better job than Biden handling the coronavirus pandemic. 46% said Joe Biden would do a better job. And again, that's from a Fox News poll. Also, we are talking about the white woman, and this went viral over the weekend. I think the video had over 10 million views. And this woman was with her dog in a part of Central Park in New York City, and the dog was not on a leash. And she was a white woman, and he's a black male. And he asked her to put the dog on a leash. And apparently this is an area where bird watchers go. And so they like dogs on leashes because they're not free to scare the birds, or they're not free to attack and kill the birds, which could conceivably happen. This woman was just hysterical and told the guy to stop filming me. It's not really filming, but stop filming me. Stop doing this. I'll call the police. And he said, well, go ahead. And he said he kept taking video of her because he was not going to be intimidated by the woman. And she called police and said that her life was threatened because this guy told her to put her dog on a leash. That's not an example. That is not an example of your life being threatened. And so this may be another typical example of somebody being hysterical just because somebody's black. And I mean, that's really sad. I mean, this guy doesn't have the right to say you should put your dog on a leash without somebody becoming hysterical, thinking that, you know, you're threatening my life. Would it have happened with a white guy? I don't know, maybe. But we do know that this is the way some people react to these sort of things. And it's just, I mean, the woman, the way this woman's dragging this dog around, I mean, she's dragging it by the collar because it's not on a leash, dragging it by the collar. It was unsettling, to say the least. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870. Our text is 870-870. Also, over the weekend, and I've got video to prove it, I proved that you can get a haircut with a mask on. And we had a couple of calls last week saying, oh, you can't get a haircut with your mask on. This is BS. This is not going to work. And people were convinced you could not get a haircut with a mask on. Well, you can. And I've got the video to prove it. It's on my Instagram and Facebook page, Scoot on the Air. So you can check that out. There's a new business that is going to reopen this coming Friday. Ian, let's go ahead and try Captain Buck Boudin. I'm going to try and call Captain Buck Boudin with NOLA Water Excursions. And they're going to be reopening up this Friday. And I know this is something that many of you have been waiting to hear about, because it's something that has closed down since the pandemic. And, you know, the pandemic started in the winter, so that wasn't really a popular time for this activity. But the good news is they're going to reopen this activity. And, you know, it's going to give people a break. You know, they're going to practice social distancing. They're going to be smart with all of that. And do we have Captain Buck on the phone? Ian? Okay. All right. Let's go to Captain Buck Boudin. Captain Buck, this is Scoot. Welcome to our show this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. Pleasure to be with you today.
All right, so this you're with NOLA Water Excursions, and
That's
it's
right.
my understanding that this Friday you're going to reopen the excursions that go to take snorkelers to the coral reefs in Lake Pontchartrain.
Yes, Scoot, it's finally time. We're very excited to be back to business. A lot of people in the region don't realize that we have some really great coral reefs right here in the region. You don't have to go all the way to Key West or Australia or anything like that.
Yeah.
You can just come right here to Lake Pontchartrain and visit our beautiful coral reefs.
Well, a lot of people don't know that, but, I mean, it's an awe-inspiring sight. And I know that people have been yearning, especially when it gets to Memorial Day, people are yearning to, you know, to get back to this. And so NOLA Water Excursions are reopening this Friday. You are going to practice social distancing on the boat?
Yes, of course. We have special mannequins that we put in the seats on the boat to make sure that people don't sit there. And
okay.
Also we enforce mask wearing while you're under the water, of course.
Uh-huh.
You have to wear a mask over your scuba mask to make sure you don't transmit the virus to each other.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. Being very thorough about washing our hands on the boat as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I would think that to see some of the marine life that lives around the coral reefs in Lake Pontchartrain, I understand that there are two. You know, one is toward the Rigolets. The other is toward the opening of Lake Maurepas in the lake, and that these are two prominent coral reef sites, and you will be taking people to both of those sites this weekend?
Yes, both of the coral reef sites in the Rigolets and at the entrance to Lake Maurepas will both be available for anybody
okay.
who wants to get down there on the water and look at the beautiful reefs and see the
yeah.
fish.
Yeah, it's got to be really nice. You know, I know that there has been a lot of talk about preserving the reefs because, as you know, the reefs are fragile, and they're such a fragile part of the marine ecosystem.
That's right. That's right. The reefs provide food and shelter for many different species of marine life. All kinds of fish live down there on the reefs and
mm-hmm.
provides a lot of opportunities for growth for all the fish that people like to fish for and eat and also observe in their natural habitat.
Good. Well, Captain Buck Boudin, New Orleans Water Excursions, thanks for being with us. And good luck opening up on Friday. Maybe we'll remind people again this Friday that you're going to open up the excursions once again to go visit the coral reefs in Lake Pontchartrain. I appreciate you spending time with us.
Thank you, Scoot. Love this show.
All right, cool. Man, thanks. Captain Buck Boudin. So it's nice to know that you're going to be able to go see the coral reefs again in Lake Pontchartrain. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. From Hammond, Stephen, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Stephen.
How you doing? I have a lot of things to say, and I'm going to just say, Scoot, I've been following you for a long time. I went to high school, Brother Morton High School.
Uh-huh.
I remember listening to you on the air, Brother Morton. But I have a lot of things to say because I'm really perturbed by the situation this weekend. I think it shows a lack of character, a lack of class, not only by New Orleans, but people all over Louisiana and all over the country. This is a Veterans Day. I'm sorry, Memorial Day. I misspoke. And a lot of people have died for our country, sacrificed for our country. And you can't take the time, technology. And I said everybody, but I cannot believe the amount of people I've seen in the streets of New Orleans, the streets of Hammond and Baton Rouge, acting like it's Mardi Gras, acting like there's no care in the world. Can you show some empathy, some compassion in your heart? I mean, put God in your life and realize that this is going to come back tenfold. I'm going to tell you right now. I work with nursing homes on a daily basis. I finally can go back into the nursing homes. 17 of the people I work with have died. So I know firsthand people that have passed away and died. I had an uncle that died in a nursing home a few years ago because of neglected nursing homes. Finally, the governor, the mayors of Baton Rouge and New Orleans, finally getting off the, you know what, because I've put pressure on the mayors, the governors, and no one wants to take notice and do the right thing. Finally now, you can go online, you can look at how many people are dying in nursing homes, how many people have gotten the coronavirus. They should have been tested first, my friend. They should be the first ones tested. Let me show you something. Let me tell you something. God is good in a lot of ways. My uncle was a minister. He always told me, it's not how much money you make in life. It's how many people's lives you touch, and you change lives for the better. I'm a giver. I'm not a receiver. And it makes me so disgusted, and it's so degrading to see people out there not even worried about other people. I heard a young man tell me, old people are going to die anyway. What kind of person is that? What kind of family has raised a young man like that? It's disgraceful. And these young kids, not all young kids, let me put them all in the same basket, But a lot of young kids, these millennials, these Generation X, wake up, my friends. And these parents, they need to instill something right. The parents themselves don't know what they're doing. I see kids on top of kids going in grocery stores with no mask on. Now, some of the groceries, like Whole Foods, like you said, some Rouse's, the employees are wearing them. But I see so many people on top of each other. And think about going to a restroom, and they have no kind of system set up to go, no kind of system set up to go ahead and take this out of the air. It's ridiculous.
Stephen, I agree with you. I'm saddened that there are people who are just unwilling to make the sacrifice, and especially over Memorial Day weekend when we were honoring those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for our country, and that wearing a mask is just a little bit too much to ask of them as Americans. That bothers me.
But what about our governors? What about our governors and our mayors, especially the mayor of Baton Rouge in New Orleans? Why are you waiting so long and depending on Donald Trump? Won't you take some initiative, take some intestinal fortitude, get out there and do the right thing? These nursing homes, because, let me tell you something. Every person that dies, it's somebody's grandfather and grandmother. It's somebody's grandparents.
That's right.
I can never put my parent in a home. I don't care what she's going through, Alzheimer's. I would never do that. I was raised that way. I was born that way. I cannot do it. I don't care if I have to work six jobs. I cannot do it because I've talked to people. I know 17 people, like I told you, have passed away. These are people I personally came in touch with. It breaks my heart. It pains me. And anybody should get out there and talk to their congressman, talk to their governor and mayors. They should go ahead and ask them to be recalled because this is disgraceful. So many people have died in nursing homes. And let me tell you one more thing. There's a lot of seniors don't have computers. A lot of seniors don't have cell phones that are equipped to go ahead and make these arrangements to go get testing. Why can't people like ourselves go out there, make arrangements to have all these seniors get tested? Why can't we? I do it all the time. Go bring these seniors to the testing sites because a lot of seniors right now are dying at home. They can't go get tested, and they're dying at home. It's disgraceful.
Stephen, I appreciate your passion, and I appreciate you calling our show. Thanks for being with us. If you've got a comment, 260-1870. Our text is 870-870. People were feeling a sense of freedom over the Memorial Day holiday weekend. What did you see over the weekend? Do you think this is going to lead to an increase in the numbers of COVID cases 10 days from now? I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWE. I hope you're doing okay. I hope you did okay over the weekend. Had a lot of rain in the immediate New Orleans area. I guess it's to the east of us now, and I think there might be a little more to the west of us. But right now in downtown New Orleans, it's kind of partly cloudy, and very light rain is through here, at least up to this point. I'm Scoot. I'm really glad you're with us. I've got a text here that wants to know if those are artificial reefs in the lake. No, those are real coral reefs. Those are really actual coral reefs in Lake Poncho. A lot of people just don't even know that. And here's the text that says, "Hi, Scoot, I wanted to ask you if he had any glass-bottom boats for those who are afraid to go diving amongst the beautiful coral reefs in Lake Pontchartrain." You know, I don't think so, but next time we talk to Captain Buck Boudin, we'll ask him about that. He's with the NOLA Water Excursions, and the announcement is this coming Friday they're going to start once again bringing people out to snorkel around the coral reefs in Lake Pontchartrain. From Metairie, Bill, you're on WWL. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Scoot. I just want to say I'm a Democrat, and I am in a division of the secret society in the Democratic Party that has been really working really hard on these face masks so we can win Donald Trump in 2020, get rid of that base. You guys are screwing it all up. That's all I got to say. And we also the same guys. We also the same guys that said the moon is hollow. So. we're working really hard.
Well, Bill, I've got to tell the truth. You know, I mean, I'm sorry I ruined it for you guys.
I know. I mean, in the Democratic Party, we've been working really hard, staying low key, pushing this agenda, giving free paint chip away, some free Kool Aid, and you're just messing it all up, dude. Just messing it all up. We're never going to win 2020 if you keep this up.
Bill, I have to say I'm sorry, and I appreciate your call. If you would like to join us with your comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. I love this audience. Cosmo, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Cosmo.
That's good. How are you doing? Good afternoon.
I'm good. Good afternoon.
I want to talk talk about my experience getting a haircut about two Saturdays ago.
Okay.
In Orleans Parish. Basically, my shop opens up at 9, and my the lady that cuts my hair gave me messages when they were going to open, and it was that two Saturdays ago, and I messaged her and said, you open at 9 at your usual time, business hours. So I said, okay, I'll get there at 8:30. So I got there at 8:20, and there were 7 people in front of me waiting outside for the shop to open, and they had a waiting list where you just had to go in, sign up. There was two hair cutters, the owner and the lady that helps them, and she's the one that cuts my hair. But they were taken taken one by one, and everybody had to wait outside, and everybody had a mask. Yeah, it was required to just go in one at a time. One went out, one went in, and it was about a 2-hour wait. So I ain't got much hair anyway, so it didn't take that long. But it felt good.
Well, good, Cosmo. Yeah, I had a lady call earlier, and she also had a haircut this weekend and wore a mask and said it worked out fine. And if they have to remove the bands from around your ears and you just hold the mask over your face. But, and there were some people, a couple people called last week, and they were just convinced that it is impossible to get your hair cut with a mask. And I proved them wrong over the weekend. I mean, I was going to get a haircut as soon as I could anyway, but it was a great opportunity to prove that you can. This is not just a hearsay. This is not just an opinion. It is a fact that you can get your hair cut safely while wearing a mask.
Yeah, there's two things I'm hoping for that'll come sooner than later, and that's live music and at least watching sports on live sports on TV. Waiting for the NHL, Major League Baseball, and the NBA if they have all three of them crank up, you know.
So. Cosmo, I'm ready for that. I think we're going to hear from the NHL very soon. And Cosmo, I appreciate the call. The NBA is talking about returning maybe in July, I think, and the NFL is planning for games with crowds in the stadiums. They're planning for that. They're not going to guarantee it, and we don't know if that's going to happen. We hope it's going to happen, but that's what they're planning for at this point, which is really, really good news. Here's a text that says, what I saw this weekend was people enjoying themselves. That's what you and the rest of the liberal media should be talking about instead of always being negative. Well, I'm not being negative. I'm just being realistic. And I hope that doesn't make you uncomfortable. I don't consider myself to be part of the liberal media, but if it's convenient for you to label me as that, well, go ahead. But it just seems like there's a lot of evidence indicating that wearing masks and social distancing does slow the spread. Here's a text that says, Scoot, I'm 71, and I have been isolated since March. The people who are acting like it's over, not wearing masks and gathering in large groups, are acting like selfish adolescents. They will cause my age group to have to stay isolated for a much longer time. Only see our kids and grandkids and friends from driveway visits, not to mention a hug from each other. Selfish, selfish, and immature. And if you've got a comment, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. And from Slidell, Christine, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. I was just curious to know your opinion about what the lady did in New York with the doll. The guy, the bird guy, was asking her to...
Yeah.
I was just curious, had you heard the story and what was your opinion?
Yeah, I did mention it a little bit earlier. I think it's horrible. It is certainly the reflection of people who become hysterical over somebody's race. I mean, there have been countless cases of, you know, a black male doing the right thing in a neighborhood and getting called. The police get called because they think he's doing something wrong because he's black. And here this guy asked this woman, Amy Cooper, to put her dog on a leash. And she thought that was a threat to her life and her dog's life, which, of course, is absurd.
Well, it wasn't that. But when I watched the video, and she smirked as she said, I'm calling the police and telling them an African-American man is threatening me. I think that hit the most for me because when Emmett Till was killed. It was along the same line. And it took, what, almost 20, 30 years for that lady to come out and say, oh, well, I really did lie. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Like, how they don't correlate that.
Well, it's sad, Christine. It's a sad reminder of what still exists. And for those people who are quick to say that doesn't exist anymore, they're simply wrong.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
I appreciate the call, Christine. All right. Thank you. Here's a text that says, in my opinion, getting a haircut is such a first world problem, LOL, but glad you enjoyed yourself. Another text says, how can you say for a fact that you got your hair cut safely when you could have been exposed to the virus and wouldn't know it yet? Well, that's not what I said. I simply said it is a fact that you can get your hair cut with a mask. I didn't say I might not have been exposed. So, again, please pay attention to what's actually said on this show. Here's a text that says, I wear a mask all the time no matter where I go, and if others are wearing one or not, except when I eat Italian food. And you know, with Italian food, think about it. Man, if you can eat like spaghetti, you could maybe there could be like one hole and you could like start the spaghetti in the hole of the mask and just suck it up through there. So I'm waiting for all kind of variations to come up when it comes to these masks and how we can better adapt to wearing them. Look, I'm simply once again stating my opinion that what I see is wearing a mask and social distancing does help. If you don't think it helps, well, okay, I'm not going to change your mind. But we'll see in 10 to 14 days if there's an uptick. 17 states have increases in coronavirus cases over the weekend. Well, not from over the weekend, but information came out over the weekend. So that would have been 10 to 14 days ago. So we're not going to know for 10 or 14 days whether or not there'll be a spike because of Memorial Day. So we don't know yet. And even though I'm wearing a mask and think it's important, I really hope and pray that there are no increases. I hope that this is a sign that we can all get back to normal. I don't know that yet. And so again, I guess we have to just, you know, do the best we can. From Homa, David, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Sue, thank you. I've been hearing, and I know you hear it, I'm sure, daily, people calling and saying, I don't wear my mask, I don't want a social distance, I can go here, I can go there, it's a free country, and ultimately they end up saying constitutional right. And I just want to point out something, a few things, that this is not the first time we've had things like this in our country. And if you read history, you'll find out in World War II, we took Japanese Americans that had done nothing wrong and made them live in internment camps.
Yeah.
Also, I know it doesn't apply to the situation, but I'm just saying that these are people that hadn't broken any law. They didn't do anything wrong. And that's what we did to them. And it was said for the betterment of the country and the safety.
Yeah.
Also, if you go back in time, you'll find out there were other people that did nothing wrong, and we forced them to live in one place. And those places were called leper colonies.
Yeah.
And that was done because we didn't have a treatment for leprosy. You know, and so all of those things, or both of those things, rather, were done after the Constitution was written. So, you know, there's this thing about protecting the vast majority of the people that just makes sense.
Well, things can be done under an emergency declaration, which is why it's a big deal. You know, an emergency declaration is declared and people, you know, no change comes about. But this has withstood Supreme Court constitutional scrutiny. Under emergency declarations, certain things that would ordinarily be unconstitutional are acceptable. And it doesn't mean you have to like it. But again, this is not the first time we've gone through something like this. But this is such a time of such political divide that this is why the debate has gotten to this point.
Yeah, I agree. Well,
all right,
I hope,
David,
that some of these people can, you know, open their eyes up a little bit and open their minds and, you know, reconsider.
David, I appreciate the call. And especially thinking about what we just went through, Memorial Day weekend. a weekend when we honor those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. And then there were so many who gave the sacrifice of losing a limb. The sacrifice of the emotional and mental scars of war. And we can't sacrifice to wear a mask. And again, if you don't want to wear a mask, I'm not going to change your opinion. That's just what you have decided to believe. There was one person on the news over the weekend from Gulf Shores that said, if President Trump, this was a 20-something guy, if President Trump's not wearing a mask, well, then why should I wear one? And I'm thinking, dude, do you plan on wearing your hair like President Trump wears his hair? Do you plan on trying to physically look like President Trump when you get older? I mean, do you want to model everything after President Trump? I don't think that's a good idea. I think you still, no matter what a president does or doesn't do, I still think as an individual, you have to decide what's best. And if you've decided that it's best not to wear a mask, nobody's going to change your mind. But I think that there is a lot of ignorance toward substantial evidence indicating that wearing a mask does help. But you know what? We'll see. Here is a text that says, is wearing a mask during sex considered safe sex? I think it probably depends on where you wear the mask. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back. This is WWL. A lot of things continue to open up. In fact, I did my walk through the quarter and along the river this morning instead of this afternoon, because it looked like it was going to be raining this afternoon. And I noticed some souvenir shops, and some of the shops on Royal Street are actually opened up now. So some more places are opening up as long as everybody's safe. I mean, that's great. Here's a text that says, no mask ever, deal with it. Okay, I mean, I deal with that. I'm just simply expressing my opinion that I wear a mask and I think it's important, in the same way that I'm reading your text that you think it's not important. And I think social distancing is important. There's enough information that makes it seem as if that's still working. But if you don't believe that, I'm not gonna change your mind. As long as we respect each other, you know, that's cool. Also, President Trump shared a photo on Twitter of former Vice President Joe Biden wearing a black mask, and then he put a picture up of Fox News's Brit Hume and a caption. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. Let's see. From Bucktown, Augie, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Augie.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, do you find it ironic that in a city like New Orleans, people are reluctant to wear masks?
You know, I hadn't thought about it in those terms, but I've had people talk about the rule here. There are laws that you can't wear masks except for Halloween and Mardi Gras, but I do find that really ironic.
Well, you know, back in the day, if you wore a mask into a 7-Eleven, next thing you know, NOPD would be right on top of you, right?
Well, that's right. You know, we've lamented about the time when it was the bad guy that was wearing the mask.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. But, you know, there are places where you can social distance and still be out in activities, such as a two-lane home game. Have you ever been to one of those? You're social distance no matter where you go. And then wet markets. I thought wet markets were like 7-Elevens in the quarter, like 2 a.m. Apparently they've got these things in. But on to some serious news. Have you been keeping up with Burl Cain? You remember Burl Cain, the warden in Angola, right?
Okay. Yeah, no, I haven't been keeping up with him. I remember him, yeah.
Well, so you remember the scandals that were surrounding him, and his son got arrested because his son and his son's wife were prison wardens, and I think, I don't know if it was a Royal's Parish or wherever, but the whole family was involved in scandal, and he resigned from Angola or retired. Remember that deal?
Well, I don't remember the specifics of it, but I remember that there was a scandal.
Well, guess, do you know where he is now?
No, where?
He just got introduced as the head of the Department of Corrections in the state of Mississippi. He's running Mississippi State Prisons now.
What does that tell you?
Well, that's my question. Is that? I mean, I haven't seen much in the news. Have you heard about this? I mean, he got run.
No,
I haven't. Well, you ought to check that out. I think that's a pretty big story. And I just got it through a Mississippi paper. I didn't hear about it locally, but I mean, this is an example, though, of another state taking our problems. Usually we take their problems But in this case,
yeah,
it's one of our problems. So I don't know.
It kind of reminds me of. I don't know. I'll look into it. But I mean, it would be their problem now.
Yeah, exactly. But just goes to show you that no matter how corrupt you may be, there's always some place for you in the world. Hey, thanks for having me on, Scoot. Great show.
Sure.
Take care.
All right, Augie, I appreciate the call. If you've got a comment, 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. All right, coming up here in just a few minutes, we have the Tuesday text off. I know it feels like a Monday, but it's Tuesday already. So that's good news. If you're heading for the weekend, that's fine news. So, okay, so we've got the text off coming up. We've got an original and a cover. And I'm not going to tell you which order that I play them in. Sometimes I play the original first. Sometimes I play the cover first. But this is where you, the audience, get to participate. And it's just kind of a break in the action here. So I'll play an original and a cover. And it's going to be song A and song B. And you decide which is better, the original or the cover. In fact, this week we're doing a text-off song. The cover and the original were both done, I believe, in the same year. So that's going to be interesting. Same year. All right, that's going to be coming up. If you've got a comment, 260-1870, our text is 870-870. So President Trump apparently retweets this message about Joe Biden looking so menacing in a black mask, and that's why the president doesn't want to wear a mask. So it really is about the visual. It's not about what's the best thing to do. I don't know. I think I probably look better with part of my face covered with the mask. Joe Biden looks rather menacing with that black mask that he's wearing and the sunglasses that he's wearing. And this was when he was delivering a wreath of flowers to the Delaware Memorial Bridge at the Veterans Memorial Park. So the president took time to do that. I've got a video on our Facebook page, WWL Radio. It's also about the president playing golf this weekend. Check it out. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.